And with that, what a privilege to say good morning. Abosheni, Molweni, Dumilang, Sanbonani, Goeiemôre. Dit is so 'n voorreg om hierdie nuwe dag weer saam met jou aan die voetbank van die Heer Jesus Christus te mag ingaan. Wherever you are on this spinning rock, you're on God's wake-up list. It's Monday morning, 14th of April. You tune to Christian Radio and we're proclaiming the good news unto the ends of the earth. The north to the south, the east to the west. Not ashamed to proclaim that Jesus is God. I want to talk to you about a very strange thing this morning. Because when the Bible makes wisdom, mention of wisdom, it's King Solomon, die slimste ou wat ooit geleef het, wat sê, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, is the beginning of wisdom. It's a strange thing to say, isn't it? A strange way of knowing God, to fear Him. The Bible says, has a lot to say about that. The fear of the Lord, beginning of all knowledge. Proverbs 1 and verse 7. How can we know God? By fearing Him. For the unbeliever, the fear of God is the fear of judgment. Maybe by accident you've discovered this radio frequency this morning, switched on the radio in the hope of finding a nice song, something interesting, and here you are. And I greet you in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one and only true God who came to this world, who says, He doesn't want anybody to perish, but to have eternal life. I spoke to somebody last week, and this young person said to me, yeah, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but I'm not a follower. And so for the unbeliever, the fear of God is the fear of judgment, the fear of a judgment of God and eternal death, which is eternal separation from God. These scriptures like Luke 12 and verse 5 that says, but I will warn you whom to fear. Now, you didn't turn on your radio on this Monday morning to hear about fear, but bear with me. There's light at the end of the tunnel. The Bible says in Luke 12 and verse 5, fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Speaking about the eternal God, Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And so, yes, for the unbeliever, the fear of the Lord is a fearful thing. Not knowing where you will spend all eternity. If you should die today, what certainty do you have? It's all about position, position, position. Where will you be? For the believer, we who proclaim that Jesus is God, the fear of God is something much different. Don't you agree with me? I'm talking about a reverence of God. In Hebrews 12 and verse 28-29, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Listen to the words, weigh the words, and listen to the words. Since it's talking about we, yes, you and I, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and with awe, Then the Bible says something. It says, our God is a consuming fire. And that reverence, that awe that I'm talking about this morning, exactly what the fear of the Lord means for Christians. How can we know God by fearing Him? If we have a reverence, an awe, if we fear Him, we accept His majesty, do you? It's the starting point in our relationship with the Lord. It's a basis from which we can build and grow spiritually. Do you know that in Psalms 76, three times in this psalm, a guy by the name of Asaph, who wrote this psalm, uses the word fear three times. And so Psalms give a brief history of God's deliverance of Israel from Egypt. And therefore, it's important that we study the Word of God so we get to know this God of the Bible, the God of Israel, the God of Radio Pulpit, the God of South Africa, irrespective of what the world looks like around us. In Psalm 76 and verse 1, in Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. Can you say this morning, in my house, God is known. His name is great in my house. And so these Israelites that Psalm 76 speaks about, these Hebrew guys, they have seen God's power. They have seen His might. Let's go back right back to the beginning when He covered Pharaoh's chariots with that Red Sea. They feared Him. When God sent His judgment to Moses, the Israelites had been sanctified. Remember that story? And prepared to meet God at the foot of Mount Sinai in the desert there? Where God's instruction was, the people were not allowed to climb the mountain, although they were allowed to listen and watch when Moses received the Ten Commandments. The Bible says they saw thundering, they saw lightning flashes, the sound of trumpets and the mountain smoking. And then this nation, 2.5 million souls, that said to Moses, they said, we're afraid. We're afraid of this God. You know what Moses said to them? Moses, a friend of God, do not fear, for God has come to test you. Do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that His fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. So that you may not sin. And so fear of God is part of recognizing God as Lord, as Master, as King, making a decision to follow Him rather than the evil one, rather than Satan in this world. I knew a guy long time ago, way back when in Cape Town, that said, why must I choose? Why must I pick a side? He didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but he said this. He said, why must I choose? Because the good guy, as he called it, and the bad guy picked a fight with one another. How little do you know of God to call Him a good guy and Satan a bad guy and put them on equal footing? Satan, a creation of God Himself. The Lord is not drinking Maalox when Satan is going about as a roaring lion. God has given us instruction in His Word. He says, flee from sin. The fear of the Lord. If you read Psalm 76, the Bible says in Psalm 76 of verse 8, the earth feared and was still. Ek het jare gelede 'n groot bokser gehad, 'n brindel bokser by the name of Gus. And every time it was thundering and lightning striking all over the place, Gus would come and cower at my bedroom's window. Typically, as a dog would do, You remember? You know what I'm talking about? En het hy skuiling in die huis kom soek, want hy was bang vir weerlig en donder weer. And here you have it, at Mount Sinai, the foot of Mount Sinai. And then even further, verse 8 of Psalm 76, the earth feared and was still. Israel's enemies feared the power of God. And I want to tell you, I have seen with my own eyes, in our day and age, what happens to the enemies of God, those who curse Israel, those who curse Jerusalem. And then the Bible says, because of this, when there is fear, reverence, and awe, the Bible says there was peace in the land for 25 years. 2 Chronicles 20, 29. The third thing that I want to make mention of, the fear of the Lord, says that we should bring presents before Him who ought to be feared. Wat bring ek en jy voor die aangesig van die Here? How are we to show respect for the Lord? Does He want us to bring more offerings? What does He want from us? The Bible is very clear on that. When you study the Word of God, He wants your time. He wants my time. He wants our talents. He wants prayer. He wants service. He wants Bible study. Listen, my brother, my sister, whether you cook a pot of chicken soup for the neighbor or fix a flat tire for a stranger, the Bible says we ought to do it as if unto the Lord Himself we're receiving that gift. Do you know that when people lose their fear of God, bad things happen? It's a fact of life. When people lose their fear of God, terrible things happen. Where do I get this from? Why am I saying this? Well, God's judgment is swift and certain. In the scriptures, when you read it, when Assyria lost their fear of the Lord God of Israel, God killed 185,000 of them. Go and read it. Don't take my word for it. It's 2 Kings 19, verse 35. 185,000 that perished because they lost their fear. You might say, well, that's Old Testament. Okay, let's go to the New Testament. Did you know when the church lost its fear of God in the New Testament? Remember Ananias and Sapphira? Acts 5? Hulle wou ook gesien word, gelieg, teenoor die Heilige Gees, die bedrag, die geld. I saw a video post this past weekend, a frightening post. 9 pastors who died in the pulpit whilst preaching God's word. Just falling over, speaking of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, the next thing, just keeling over and die. Do we have a reverence, an awe of this God? For us as Christians, for us as believers this morning, a motivating factor to surrender to the Creator of the universe, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm saying it again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Do you seek knowledge? That is what we should teach our children. To have a reverential fear of Him. En as by a means of it, die dam onder die eend wil uitruk, en ek het al van tevore hier oor gepraat, dan sê ouens vir my, wat is hierdie nou oor vrees van die Here? Maybe you have lost the fear of the Lord when you're saying things like that. True wisdom comes and starts with a reverent awe, a fear of the Lord. A understanding who God is, that is holy, that is just, that is righteous. The Bible says, and now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in His, listen, walk in his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Reverence, awe, respect, fear. A gesonde respect en vrees vir hierdie God. Fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him. Take your oaths in his name. He's your praise. He's your God who has performed for you those great and awesome wonders that you saw with your own eyes. The fear of God is the basis of walking in his ways. It's the basis for serving him, for loving him. Respect definitely included in the concept of fearing the Lord, don't you agree? But there's more to it. There's more to it. A biblical fear of God for the believer. An understanding of how much God hates sin. Fearing his judgment on sin. Even in our lives as believers. Wat is daar wat nou tussen jou en die Here staan vir oggend? Wat jy weet dat jy weet, jy soek vir moeilikheid. If you keep on with this. God speaks about disciplining the believer. In Hebrews 5-11, the Lord says, hy praat daar van tuchtiging, hy praat van vermaning, hy praat van kastyding. Weet jy wat beteken dit? Wanneer jy as gelowige in die Here kom, waarsku jou, hy vermaan jou. Hierdie ding waarmee jy besig is, ek vermaan jou, ek waarsku jou. Hou op daarmee. En dan praat die Bybel van tuchtiging. As ons aanhou met hierdie snert, dan tuchtig die Here ons. En as jy nog steeds aanhou daarmee in jou hart verhard, dan praat die Bybel van kastyding. Hebreërs 12, gaan lees dit. Word jy gekasty deur die Here? It's a fearful thing. It's a fearful thing. Remember when good old days when we were kids, we feared the discipline from our parents, eh? Wanneer jou gluteus maximus so 'n bietjie opgewarm is omdat jy nie wou luister nie. Because we've done something wrong, disobeyed, disrespected, whatever the case. It's the same is true in our relationship with God. We should fear the Lord's discipline and seek to live our lives in a way that please him. But I want to say this to you, and here's the light at the end of the tunnel. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, a blood-bought covenant child of the Most High God, you have a testimony, you can testify the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins. I'm a follower of him. It's not just idle lip service. There is fruit, not because I say so, but because others can see it in my lives. Most of all, God. Then you have no reason to be scared of the Lord. You have no reason to be scared of him. Because God's word, we have this promise. Listen, a promise. I said to my kids many a time, promise I make, promise I keep. And if you want to know about the greater promise keeper, God himself, who never goes back on his promise, who never breaks his word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have a promise that nothing, nothing can separate us from his love. Where do I get this from? I get it from the book of Romans. I get it from God's word. It says it all, eh? God's word. So many people say the Lord doesn't speak to me. Well, if you're listening to this devotion this morning, God is speaking to you. Romans 8 and verse 38 to 39. Listen to what it says. A promise from the Lord. For I am sure, says Paul, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present or things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so you have the promise on this Monday morning, 14th of April, 21 after 6. Die Here vermaan ons. Die Here tugtig ons. Die Here kastig ons. Maar omdat hy ons lief het. Dat is niks so wonderlik wanneer iemand anders te vir jou kan sê, jy het daarom prachtige opgevoede kinders nie. Is het nie so nie? Your kids are well raised. They are full of respect for other people. The values, the ethics, the norms. And if we obey the Lord, we have His promise that He won't never, ever forsake us, never leave you. A promise from God's Word. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jy het vir my reg gehoor. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Wees tevrede met wat jy het. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. I want to close off. Fearing the Lord, fearing God, means a reverence for Him that impacts every believer's life, the way we live life. And this fear that I'm speaking about this morning is not cowering and hiding in some corner behind a bush and then the achterkant van your garage achter a bos. That's not what I'm talking about. It's respecting the Lord God Almighty for who He is, obeying Him, submitting to His discipline, and worshiping Him in awe. Huh? And so, Father, we come before Your throne of grace this morning. Lord, seek our hearts. Search our hearts and draw us close to You this morning, Father God. Forgive us for our trespasses, Lord, because we struggle with sin in this broken world. And Lord, Your word says, kyk of daar by ons 'n weg van smarte is en lei ons op die beproefde weg. Dis wat U woord sê, Psalm 139. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Maybe we should close this morning with that scripture. Father, as we present word unto the word, the eternal word, God, this morning. Search me, my King. Here, lay me op die beproefde weg. Vergewe my my oortredinge. Please go with me into this Monday, 14th of April, with a healthy, reverent awe, gesonde respect, for wie U is. Lord, I'm supposed to be the church here on earth, Your ambassador, a representative of the Most High God. Help me to honor that covenant. Daai verbond, dit het U lewe gekos, dat ek nie iets lig daarvan sal maak nie. And I'm asking that in the mighty and the majestic name of our Lord and Savior, and all of God's children says, amen and amen. I got a beautiful song on the turntable. Dodo Nyoka. Ja, hy sing Afrikaans. Sonder vrees staan ek voor die Here. Mag jy in hierdie dag kan sê, ja, waarlik. Amen, dit is so. 'N gesonde respek het ek vir die koning van die heelal, Jesus my redder, my Heer en my meester. En sonder vrees, in gehoorsaamheid, stap ek hierdie maandag in, saam met hom, hand aan hand. Here, hier is ek, lei my in hierdie dag, in Jesus' naam.